Former Secretary of State James Baker travels to Asia this weekend in his continuing effort to convince many of Iraq's creditor nations to forgive or reduce its billions of dollars of debts. Baker enjoyed an unexpected measure of success in his trip to Europe last week. He will travel first to Japan, then to South Korea and China. Baker is officially a presidential envoy, but he is doing the work of a traditional diplomat. So how do you distinguish between an envoy from the president and, well, the Secretary of State? Isn't this the State Department's job, or a job for the Treasury Secretary, which, by the way, was a position James Baker also held in the Reagan administration? For answers, we turn to Robert Gallucci, a former special envoy himself and now dean of the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University. Welcome, Dean Gallucci.
Good to be with you.
Thanks. First off, tell us what that designation presidential envoy or special envoy really means.
I'm sure there is a de jure answer to that question, but de facto, I think what it really means is that the person carrying the title has just a little bit more weight by virtue of the title and association with the president to aid him or her in their mission for the United States.
Well, who decides who gets positions like this? Is it only the White House, or is it the White House in consultation with the State Department or other agencies?
I'm sure it depends on the administration, but I think the general answer would be that certainly the White House has the authority to do it, but would always be doing it in concurrence with the Department of State and with the Secretary of State in particular.
Who does James Baker report to directly? Does he go with his report straight to President Bush? Does he include Secretary of State Powell in that? Or is it Condoleezza Rice, who's overseeing Iraq policy from the White House?
I'm sure all that is true. No, seriously, the envoy's relationship, personal relationship with the individuals involved, I think probably controls. In this case, Secretary Baker obviously had a very close relationship with President Bush's father, President Bush Sr., and that relationship is, I think, the controlling element here in this context. I'm sure that since Secretary Powell has such enormous standing himself, the president has consulted with Secretary Powell, and I imagine the secretary is comfortable with Secretary Baker taking on this mission, but reporting, I think there would certainly be a period or a point at which the Secretary of State would be taken into account in a report from the field on how things are going. But this is also a case in which the personal relationships would have Secretary Baker, I think, most closely in contact with the president and probably his foreign policy advisor, Condoleezza Rice.
There has been a lot of talk in Washington that this Baker mission is overshadowing Secretary of State Powell. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that's the kind of thing that makes news in Washington. It's very hard to overshadow Secretary Powell, I think. Everybody knows the administration has had divisions over important issues between the State Department and the Defense Department, but in this case, I don't think that's really a particularly on-the-mark observation. I think if the judgment of the administration, or the president in particular, was that Secretary Baker could bring something to this rather difficult diplomatic mission, and the Secretary's health is not, you know, he's recovering from surgery, it would seem like this is a very reasonable thing to do without imputing other political dynamics into the context.
And as for the task itself, does it strike you that it was a special enough mission and an important enough mission to bring somebody like James Baker in on it?
Yes, because I think the administration, there are two things at least going on here. One is that this is important for the reconstruction of Iraq. The financial circumstances in the near term and the middle term, this is an important mission. But also, the administration has been suffering from a rap which it claims is unfair, that it is uninterested in multilateralism and multilateral diplomacy. And this is, in a sense, a sort of a counterattack as the administration goes about trying to put together international support for what it's doing in Iraq after the war.
Well, were you surprised, actually, that Baker had been successful in Europe, especially with France, Germany, and Russia, which he convinced to reduce some of their debt from Iraq?
Well, there were good indicators that our European allies, even old Europe, was interested in putting the past behind us and getting on with reconstructing an Atlantic relationship. so maybe this was not quite as remarkable as it might have seemed given the bad moments we had with Europe. But I think it was certainly a diplomatic success personally for Secretary Baker and for the administration.
And what about in Asia? Do you think he'll do as well in Asia?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know enough about that to answer that with precision. But I expect when the President of the United States sends Secretary Baker on this mission that it'll be hard for people in other countries, the leadership of other countries, to send him home empty-handed. So I think he should do reasonably well, yes.
Thank you very much, Dean Colucci.
Thank you.
Robert Colucci is the Dean of the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University.